Good morning. Thanks for tuning in. The local share market's going to kick off in positive territory, although it's not anything that you write home about. The futures are telling us that the ASX 200 will be up by around 0.2% when trade gets underway later on in the morning. So it's just a question of whether or not that can be built upon. The market struggled to maintain any positive momentum in the previous session, so might be going through a couple of days of consolidation. That's what you could reasonably describe what happened in the Northern Hemisphere last night, particularly where Wall Street was concerned. It was a very mixed affair in terms of the news that was being digested by investors. The economic news of the day was disappointing. Corporate news was patchy. At the end of the session, the S&P 500 was down by around 0.2%. So gravitating towards its session lows, having been up and down by around 0.4% at best and worst levels. So the Dow Jones was down by around 1.1%. And the NASDAQ improved by around 0.2%. So, as I said, the economic news of the day was disappointing. The Empire State Survey. So we've talked about this a fair bit in previous times. An influential survey of manufacturing activity in the northeast of the US. It's a barometer for activity in that part of the economy. This was one of the worst readings on record, amongst a handful of the worst readings, falling from minus 11.2 to 33, big declines in new orders and new shipments. The employment index stalled as well. So that was a contributor, arguably, to short-term interest rates moderating. And it was definitely a bit of a clanger in terms of the market conversation. On top of that, the earnings of the day, they were dominated by the big investment banks. So on the one hand, you had Morgan Stanley considerably bettering expectations, and you saw that stock soar, and you saw Goldman Sachs, its direct competitor in that space, underperform, having missed expectations, saw a pretty sizable decline there. And really, the performance of these two organizations boiled down to the fact that, you know, Morgan Stanley has been concentrating on its wealth management business, and you've seen Goldman Sachs veer off into the consumer finance space, which has worked out poorly, and the market has basically voiced those concerns in terms of the way the share prices behaved in the session. So that was worth pointing out. In terms of contributing to the overall atmospherics, didn't really do all that much, although that decline in Goldman Sachs obviously made an impression where the Dow was concerned. So in terms of what we saw in the European sphere, a slightly more optimistic picture. Importantly, the ZEW survey of economic sentiment. This saw a vast improvement over the course of the last month. So you saw this index rise for the first time since February of 22, and by a decent margin as well, from around 17 to 40 points over the course of the last month. So this is significant. And that was a contributor to the better sentiment where Europe was concerned. The German DAX finished up by 0.33%, the French market up by 0.5%, and then you had the FTSE just managing to get itself into negative territory at the close. So there was also a conversation in the European experience in terms of the ECB potentially being less aggressive when rate hikes are concerned. That was thanks to comments made by some ECB officials. So a bit of a mixed picture as we start this day. Yesterday's Chinese GDP figures were important. They're a little bit better than expected, but at just shy of 3%. It's one of the weakest readings of activity that we've seen out of China since the 70s. So the important point to note is that overnight we've heard from the vice premier of China, a very influential figure, particularly in the economic space. He spoke in Davos, said that the Chinese economy is expected to return to its longer term trend. So the market's interpreting that as a growth rate of around 5%. So if you see that over the course of this year, you know, going from around 3% to 5% in terms of the expansion, that should be quite a positive in terms of the ripple effect, particularly for Australia. So that's already been talked about and been priced into an extent. So that probably won't make a difference today, but still worth noting nonetheless. So today, in terms of the news, look, we'll be hearing from Allkem, the lithium producer. So any insights into what's happening with prices, the market where lithium stocks have been concerned really took fright in recent times because of concerns there. So that will be an important outcome for the sector. And then we'll also be getting an earnings number from Ampol. And the Aussie dollar is a little bit firmer as well. So it's just flirting with that 70 US cent mark at the moment.